Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Welcome to the Eagles and Play. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree.
That's what Prophet Slayton Dupree. We thank God for each and every one tonight. We welcome you. Amen. As we go forth to take flight tonight into the presence of the Lord. Amen. As we hear and receive what thus saith the Lord. We just want to encourage you, amen, to definitely receive what the Lord has tonight for you. It's going to be good just to encourage your heart. Amen. So we just want to be a blessing to you. Amen. To encourage you where you are right now. To encourage you to go high in the things of God. To take flight. Amen. Amen. So never be afraid of where the Lord wants to take you to. And yes, he brings you through. Amen. Some things. Amen. Just know that the Lord has his best for you. So let's go ahead and go forth in prayer. Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for leading, guidance, honoring our steps in your word. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God, as we embrace your presence tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for showing us so strong in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you right now as we continue to come forth right now into your presence. We thank you right now for the encounter of being with you. As we thank you for your word, Lord God, meeting us where we are in you tonight. We thank you for the manifestation of change, Lord God, as you cause us to go deeper into your word, deeper into your presence, Lord God, deeper to your understanding. Thank you as you continue to unravel even the different ties into our life. Lord God, those things that we may have questions about, but thank you for the answer. Thank you for the answer in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you for the impact of your word tonight. As we go forth, Lord God, that we should do what you call us to do in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for success is ours tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you right now. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase. That decrease now in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory to God. Amen. 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 We give God glory and we thank God for just bringing us together on one accord tonight. We want to get ready to get into the Word of God. Amen. We're going to ask the Lord to just continue to come in and do what He desires to do. We want His will to be done tonight. Amen. As we allow Him to have His way. We want to encourage your hearts tonight as well. As we get ready to get into the Word of God, we're going to ask you to turn with us to Luke chapter 5. Amen. As we get ready to go forth in Jesus' name. It came to pass, Luke chapter 5, verse 1. And it reads as this. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the Word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and having nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so they began to sink. When Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Depart from me. I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished with all that were with him at the draught of the fish that they had taken in. Amen. And so also was James and John, sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to talk to you from the subject of dive in. Dive in. I know this is a little different, but dive in. As we see this word dive, what does this word mean? The word dive means to jump into the water with your arms and head going in first, to swim underwater, usually while using special equipment to help you breathe, to go underwater or down to a deeper level underwater. Well, we will have fun with that. Amen. So, yeah. So dive in, to plunge into the water intentionally, especially head first, to execute a dive. Submerge, to come or drop down precipitously, to plunge. Plunge one's head, one's hand into water, into something. Amen. To plunge into some matter or another. To plunge or dash from some place. Well, we have a lot of different ways we can look at this, but basically to dive in is to jump into water with your arms and head going in first. Amen. But dive in. In life, there's going to be opportunities for you to lay to walk along the seashore. Here we see Jesus coming upon on the scene here as we go to verse 1 to see it came to pass as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by this lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Some of you have been washed up with just the same old thing over and over again. Some things in life have just been a repetitious, a dead thing over and over. Or some of you got to a place where, it's not a challenge anymore. Certain things are just not a challenge. It's not pushing you. It's not challenging you to dig deeper. It's not challenging you to go stronger. You find yourself just going through the motions of some things. And, the Lord is calling you closer. He's calling you to go deeper. But you hear and you feel the tug, but you're not. You're holding back because you're based on what you see in the life or what's the things you've experienced, you're still holding back. You're not giving God your best. You're not giving God your all. He says, verse 3 says, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. And he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down out of the ship. Sometimes we have to thrust out a little bit. Sometimes we have to get away from our comfort zone. Sometimes we get so used to being in some certain place. Everything is so predictable in our lives. And, when the certain challenges present itself, because it's out of your comfort zone, sometimes we tend not to take it or tend not to go in. God wants you to forsake all of that. He wants you to come out of that comfort, that place where you're secure and is safe. See, the best time for life is not going to come always when you just plan it all safe and just keep everything in a box. But sometimes it's going to take you stepping out of the box, doing some things differently in order to experience real fun. You want really, and sometimes, stepping out of the box it has a concern, but yet at the same time, it's a joy because it's something different. And a lot of times we miss out on life and what life has to offer us because we're afraid to go forth and dive in. We want to take our time, put it in a little pinky toe, and just kind of ease our way in. But sometimes in life, we have to go all out. So here we see verse 4 says, now when they had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep. See, first he moved away from the sea, the land, the shore, just a little bit. He got a little space. And see, Jesus is moving him on out. This is what Jesus is trying to do to you. He had to kind of move you out of space. He had to move you from that place where you're so safe and secure and don't want to move. He moved you out of just a little bit, and now he's saying, now go out into the deep. Let's go out deep. So as he begins to move around, he said, launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a draught. Amen. Sometimes we're afraid to let down our nets because it's unpredictable. You know, when you step out into deeper places, it's unpredictable. You know, some things look familiar, but then it may not be familiar. Sometimes it depends on how we look at it. We're afraid that, you know, nothing's going to happen. Or then again, what could happen? You know, it's always a question of what could happen. And some things God really wants to say, you know what, don't worry about what could be. Let's see what is. What will happen? Just surrender. Give it up. Come on forward. And this is where we find ourselves right now. He's challenging them to go deeper. Go to launch out to the deep. And drop your nets. Not only just launch out to the deep. Not only go further out. But drop out to your nets. Drop a net. Commit. Commit yourself to this thing. Commit yourself to this new place in God. Commit yourself to try some things different, some new things, some things you never tried before. Commit yourself to doing that. Challenge yourself. And that's what it is. Sometimes we need to challenge. We need to challenge ourselves to step out. It's very easy to stay where it's predictable. It's very easy to stay close by the shore. It's very easy to go by what you call safe. But it takes more to launch out into the deep of the uncertain. A place which you never see, you gotta remember, in the deep waters is where you saw you have some animals that you never suspected animals in the water you never seen close by. So something in that deep water that you never seen, never experienced. Hey man. So it's unsure, you're unsure, unpredictable, is different. But at the same time, still the same God. The same God that kept you before is the same God that kept you, keep you now. You got to trust him and know for yourself that he's calling you and he's drawing you further. See, if some of you are waiting on someone to come pick you or will take you by the hand, but sometimes you got to be the one to go ahead and launch on out. Take the chance. All right, so, and Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night. And we have nothing. We have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Jesus asked for the nets. He dropped down a net. So he didn't completely still do what he was supposed to do. See, some of you are basing off this experience off some past experience. Stop basing your future or your present challenges or your present opportunities on past failures. Stop presenting that. See, as long as you keep presenting those old failures, you keep comparing them, your new opportunity to the old failures, you would never step forward. You would never step forward and do the things that God wants you to do and completely and wholeheartedly because you are scared for what happened or what didn't happen before. You got to understand, you're gonna take some chances in life, different things are going to happen, and you might make some hits, you might even miss some at the same time. But the fact of the matter is, we cannot live in a shell. We have to go forward into the things of God and begin to go deep. Don't let the enemy stop you because of uncertainty. Don't let uncertainty begin to stop you from being who God has called you to be. Understand the Lord has called you to himself. He's appointed you to be summoned for such a time as this. And this is why we have to know how to trust the Lord. We have to know how to press him. We have to know how to say, you know what, I know is maybe out of my league in the sense of might be something different, more than I'm used to. But Lord, if you are telling me to go forward, I'm going to go. And see, this is the thing we have to be able to hear from his voice. Know that he's with us. Without a shadow of a doubt. So as we continue to go forward, let us trust the Lord and go and launch out. Yes, it's unpredictable. Yes, you're going to some areas, uncharted areas. Yes, 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 yes. But the bottom line is you have to trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways, not some, all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He's going to lead you. He's going to show you. But you got to trust him. As you trust him, he's going to begin to show you himself strong. As you begin to open up and allow him to come in, he's going to do that thing that he can do in your life that you never probably expected him to do. Amen. So as we go, as we see, because you got to remember something. Amen. Let's go. Okay, hold that. Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2. He said, I will stand my watch upon, I will stand upon my watch and set me on the tower. And I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am approved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain unto the tables, and that he may run and read it. Now, as we look at these first two verses here, he said, I will stand upon my watch. Some of us have been standing upon our watch, watching, observing. Stop sitting there, stop teasing yourself. Okay, the time has come to move forward. Get ready to get in. He said, and set me upon the tower, and we'll watch to see what he will say unto me. Sometimes we're waiting for God to respond to us, and God is like, I'm just waiting for you to do your part. Do your part. And as you continue to go out and do what do what you're supposed to do, it's going to cause a change to happen to you. We have to begin to know how to trust God in spite of what it looks like. Trust God in spite of what it sees, from what we see. And in spite of how it looks right now, you know, we can be tears to do one thing, but we can't be afraid to do that. We can't be afraid to move into the unknown. We can't be afraid to move beyond what it looks like or feel like at the time. He says, write the vision and make it plain. So don't be afraid. First of all, some of you with business, there's opportunity that the Lord wants you to experience. He may want you to do a business. The fact of the matter is you have to write. You may have to write this thing down because you need to get this idea out of your head and onto your paper. Some of you are starting that you want to start a business. Some of you design to start a business. Matter of fact, some of you have been seeing pictures of it in your dream. You've been seeing it, but you haven't actually put it together yet. So God is waiting for you to take it out of your head and write it down. And as you do that, now watch and see what the Lord begin to do. Now you, as you begin to write it and work on the writing of the foundation of it, now God can begin to give you some scripture. Amen, upon what it is he wants you to do or give you a word or amen, whatever it takes. Give you clarity. Amen. So as you continue to trust him, allow him to lead you in all truth. That means you're going to grab hold and begin to, he tell you to do, write down what he tell you, write down. Because he, remember, he's placed his burden in your heart. Oh, my gosh. If anyone need to call on the number 347-945-5416, 347-945. Amen. But if there's anything that, you know, if you want him, if you want the Lord, whatever you want the Lord to do, you need to, you know, you have to be able to open up and share and expect. Amen. So as you begin to share and expect, the Lord begins to move mightily in an awesome way. So as you begin to put this word into motion and you're seeing how God is setting you up, you're seeing how God is putting some things in motion, now you're going to trust him. He needs you to trust him wholeheartedly to let him work this thing out. You need to trust him with giving your best so he can begin to lead you in the way to all truth. Amen. So as you continue to trust him, Watch and see how he begin to put things together. He will call some people to come into your life that's going to be a blessing to you. Maybe whatever the dream may be, if it's a business or funding, he's going to begin to give some things to you that you probably wouldn't have gotten if you wouldn't have inquired of him. As you begin to inquire of the Lord, he'll begin to prepare some for you. So, amen. So, as we continue to see what the Lord is doing, we'll begin to see a bigger picture of the plan of his life for us. We begin to trust him, lean and depend on him. We begin to see that greater plan. Amen. So, as we continue to see here, he's said, I was standing for my watch to see what I would say. And then, I mean, what he will say, excuse me, when I approve. Amen. Then he goes on to say, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, and he may write with their reason. Amen. So here it is. You begin to allow this situation to kind of take place, begin to roll forward. Now, here it is. Now, the enemy says, for the vision is yet for a point of time, but at the end it should speak and not lie. Though he tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Amen. So as we see here, this word, as he's beginning to see, let us see the visions. The vision is yet for the point of time, but but at the time it shall speak and not lie. See, we have to understand when God has given us a vision, dreams, or whatever it is that he's given us to, or whichever way he has to flow through us, trust the Lord. It's going to work on your behalf. You're going to see things you've probably never seen before. You're going to begin to understand things you've probably never understood. So as you continue to trust the Lord, you're putting pressure on your pressure, and now you're kind of demanding to see, because you're ready to see his manifestation in your life. Amen. So as you continue to press in, press through, you can begin to see some things happen. So, amen. So as we continue in, verse 2 says, and the Lord answered me and saying, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run with the final. He already had you in mind. Preparing a parent's substance for you. Already had you in mind. Can't tell me God, though. So, amen. So, as he continues to build you up, to strengthen you, just know that the Lord is beginning to work on your behalf and that he has a plan that goes beyond what you're thinking. Amen. So, amen. As we continue to look at verse 4, it says, behold, his soul, which is upright in is full lifted up. Sorry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. By right of first mention, amen. He says, but the just shall live by faith. So that's very important to understand where source is flowing from. Amen. Amen. So as we say, it's for the vision, yet for your release is going to come at an appointed time in God. You got to keep in your heart and your mind knowing that, you know what, regardless of what, God's going to do this thing, and we're going to really go forth with his glory, his victory. We're going to do it. So, amen. So as we continue to see here, the enemy try to stir up stuff up. Amen. So, amen. So we thank God for what he's doing, how he's about to do it. Amen. So glory to God. As we continue to see here, we begin to see this thing begin to formally come together. Let's be encouraged, know that the Lord has a plan for us, for you know those things towards us, those things are evil, but to give you strength and end. He knows exactly who you are. So, amen. So we thank the Lord for how he is leading God into the truth. He says, verse 4, he said, his soul, which is lifted upright upon him, in him, but the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. So, amen. So as we've seen here, the just going forth, amen. So truly he's feeling her. Amen. So as we continue to see how this vision, how the plan is going to come together, we're looking for the deeper things. When it comes to diving in, sometimes everything will not look perfect. Sometimes it's not going to always look safe. But the fact of the matter is, as you allow the Lord to line things up in your life, bring things in protection, as you allow the Lord to have the free course in your life, He is setting you up for the time for you to dive in. As you dive in, watch God move. See, sometimes it takes you being the one to set things apart. You being the one to step up at the plate. You the one who needs to say the word at the right time. You the one who may need to spark change by speaking up at that appointed time that will cause change to happen. You might be the one who has to dig deep. Glory to God. You might be the one to dig deep and go beyond your comfort zone, your understanding, and allow Him to have free course in your life. You may be the one. There's some things He may do, but you, there's some things you have to do because of who you are in God. So continue to know that the Lord is working things out on your side, even if though you may not know it all, it may not even make sense. But the glory of the Lord is going to be on you and with you. You got to trust the Lord that He's going to provide. Hallelujah. So amen. So, He said, for the vision is for yet point of time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, but tarry, it shall tarry away for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not right in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Amen. So you, in order for you to make it and do what God wants you to do, you have to live by your faith. See, diving in isn't just a good idea, but diving in takes faith. It takes you going and doing things by faith. It takes you trusting Him in spite of how it looks, in spite of how it feels. You're trusting the Lord as He begins to pour Himself out into you. In Jesus' name, so Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. So as we continue to see here, so He said, the just shall live by faith. So that lets you know there's a faith that you need to be living by. Amen. You need to go forth and do what the Lord is saying for you to do. Opportunities have passed by because we have missed it. Amen. So, thank you, Jesus. So as we continue to trust the Lord, let's begin to see. Amen. So once again, we're going to go to Lee. Lee. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forward, amen. So, we're going to look at Deuteronomy, amen. Chapter 8 again. Luke chapter 5. So, amen. So, let's try that verse 4. Now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Watch out into the deep and let down your net and draw." Amen. So, once again, he let it drop. He dropped his guard. He gave. And before you know it, here it is. He launched out to the deep. He said, "Let down your nets and drop." And Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night." See, God is not trying to hear the old things that didn't work right. He don't want to hear that. That's old stuff. He want to hear the stuff that you're offering you to implement now. He want to see the things right now that we understand how important this issue is. I mean, not this issue, sorry. Amen. How important it is for us to be able to dive in. Everyone that wish to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1-3 key box. Amen. But as the Lord is building us up, strengthening us for the journey, as He is preparing us opportunities, we have to be willing to dive in. Regardless how it feels, regardless how it looks like, regardless who's down with it or not, we have to be willing to dive in. Can the Lord trust you to dive in? Can He trust you to be the light on top of the handle, Amen. City on top of a hill which cannot be hit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. know, you have been made to be put on display. You have been, you have suffered some things to be on display. Man. So as you continue to go forward, let us know truly how this thing is working out. So here it is, he told, so Jesus told Simon to bring, to put down your nets. Well, he just only did one net. And it was supposed to hear the call for help. It was breaking. So, amen. So, glory to God. As we can see here, the Lord is moving and he is making his moves quick. So, amen. If he's continued to position you to dive, we got to be careful to dive knowing what we're diving into. We have to be careful when things come about our way not to allow the enemy to discourage that. Amen. We need to continue to be a threat, not a promise. Amen. To the things of the enemy. When you are a threat in the things of the enemy towards God, I mean, you've got towards the enemy, God can do a lot of different things. He can build us and strengthen us. But, amen, we have to allow the Lord to use us, deal with us, build us up. Amen. Then, if anyone wishes to call in, that was 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. To get in the cue box. Amen. So as we continue to trust the Lord and lean out to our understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways, we shall direct our path. That should bring about peace because, in fact, the matter is we're not trying to make something work that's not working. Amen. But we have a good, reliable vehicle. Glory to God that's going to, you know, to help make life better. And sometimes those things we have to dive in. Sometimes, because who wants another car, baby? Who wants some, who want to, you know, if I, who want to be able to have another build towards that car. But the fact of the matter is, in order for us to live, we got to die. Amen. And God don't mind us having things, but when we, these things happen, this is where we are in error. Amen. We are in serious error. So, glory to God. We just need you to cooperate. Amen. And as we continue to cooperate, we will go forward to get this thing done. Okay. So, amen. As we have to go, let's see, verse 3. When verse 5, he sat down and taught people out of the ship. Okay, now Simon, when Simon had been preaching or speaking, and said to Simon, launch out the deep and heave and let down your nets for a draught. Amen. So here it is. He sent the information. He wanted us to actually line up and we're going to begin to do some stuff. Amen. Light up some people to call. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes we have to be a little more patient than others because some things may not be as obvious for others. Amen. So, amen. So as we continue to go forward, we're going to see things change as we continue to trust the Lord. Things are going to begin to change because our desires are going to be changing. Amen. So, glory to God. So, as we continue to go forward, let's remember, it's time to dive in. Don't live life being safe. It's time to dive in. So, as we continue to build up ourselves, amen, on our most holy faith, let us continue to stay with God, stay with him, as the Lord begins to lead you and guide you in all truth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Launch out. Hallelujah. But actually, dive. It's one thing when, hallelujah, is one other thing, but when you, God is calling you to triumph and he is building you up for a city, like a fortified city, that's almost impossible. But Lord, but all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. So, amen. So we just thank God for him helping us and giving us wisdom. So as we see here, his friends came over to help him, you know, to give help with his partner, excuse me. Partners came, and their son got thirsty. And some answered and said, Master, you have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net break. Sometimes God is waiting for us to not only go out to the deep, but drop our nets too. When you begin to drop your net in the things of God, you allowing God to use you. you are allowing God to have his way in your life. And the God is waiting for you. You have the potential to be successful. You have the anointing to be strong. You have the joy and the hope to be impactful in your life. But he's waiting on you to open up your heart. He's waiting on you to pour out. He's waiting on you to dive in. Come on, stop laying on the sideline. Stop looking back at your past, looking at what didn't happen. Grab hold of your future, and you get ready to line yourself up and dive in. Get up on the sideline. Stop looking at what didn't happen for some people. But that could happen to me. No, you're a different person. It could all be loose for you. You could be that one who God said, I'm going to use you to make a difference among the multitude. I'm going to use you to make a difference in the nation. I'm going to use you to be the one who give hope where there is none. God can use you. Be ready to dive in. Don't let the enemy steal you of your opportunity to make an impact. Don't be afraid to look in. Dive in and go forth. Don't be afraid to immerse yourself in the opportunity that God has given to you. Stop looking back at your past and discrediting your future. Stop. Dive in. Go deeper. Launch out. Hallelujah. Shift. Move out. Stop playing close to the sidelines. See, you try to stay close where it's safe, but you miss out so much opportunity by going launching out. Come out of the box. Yes, I know. It's easy doing what everyone else is doing, but it takes a whole lot more to do your own thing. It takes a whole lot more to be original. It takes a whole lot more to be creative. It's all about you allowing God to have his way. Remember, to jump into the water with your arms and your head going down, going in first. See, sometimes you're afraid because if you jump in, you know you got to go ahead first. Sometimes people have a fear there, or they don't want to dive in because they don't know how far down they're going to go. And then to swim underwater, usually while using special equipment to help you breathe. God has equipped you to go deep swimming, or deep fishing, or deep swimming, I should say. He's equipped you to go deep. He's equipped you to go into places where no one has gone before. He's equipped you to try some things that you never tried before. And that God is ordering your steps to do. He's equipped you for greatness. But it's very hard to go deeper when you're looking at where you just came from or looking back. It's very hard for you to grab a hold of that when you're still looking back where you came from and afraid to go forward and deeper. He's equipped you. And see, you don't realize that when you were going through some last thing you went through, God had you developing your breath, the strength of your breath, and as far as breathing, working on your breathing. You didn't realize what you were being prepared for. And now you see you actually been equipped to go in. Look at that. You've been equipped to go in. Sometimes it's hard for you to realize that. To go underwater or down to a deeper level underwater. See, some of you have been deep, but then you need to go deeper. God said, well, you're about to discover some things about yourself as you go deeper. You're about to see my glory as you go deeper. As you trust me and go deeper, I'm going to show you my best to be willing to give God all. We have to be willing to show up, let God show out in our life. We have to be willing to dive in. Stop trying to play it safe. Some of you have been playing safe for too long. Some of you have been safe all your Christian life. God said, come on now. Stop playing around the sideline, putting your toe in the water, putting your little pinky. You're just trying to see, how warm. Just get in there. Dive in. He's waiting for you. God is waiting for you. If anyone desires to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. If you need prayer so you can go dive in deeper, call me. Now, call me now. Let's go deeper in life, and let's go deeper in the things that God has called you to. Stop being afraid. There's no time to sit on the sideline praying and hoping that some things will change. So, you see, as long as you keep praying and hoping, some things won't change. There's something that just needs to be done. Some of you will, some of you will make a cop out just to pray. I need to pray about it. Stop praying about it and just do it. You got what you need. God has already given you the okay. Go on and do it. He needs to plunge into the war intentionally, especially head first, to execute a dive. See, sometimes we just waiting on God to do, but God has already made you, he's already equipped you to do it. He's already made you to triumph in this. But we have to come to a place of surrendering all and allowing God to do it. How long are we going to sit there and watch the sidelines? How long are we going to sit there in fear, trembling, and doubt? We need to understand the Lord has called us out to the launch, into the deep. We have to be ready to come or drop down resistlessly, plunge one's hand into something. Say, glory to God. So, amen. So, we take a plunge. That means you go under. So, hey, amen. So, God wants you to begin to plunge into the deep. Don't be afraid to go in. Some of you waiting. You're waiting. What are you waiting on? There's some of you have creative ideas and ability that God is placing in you. You are afraid to step out and dive in. You know it's a good idea. You believe in yourself and dive in. Some people see your potential before you even see something. Some people say, "Man, you got to tell you need to do this and that." I don't think I can do this. Oh, come on, you got it. You do this with your eyes closed. It's evident that you got this down pat. Come on, stop trying to play safe and dive in. God is calling you all to dive in tonight. He's calling you to a deeper place in him. He's calling you to a greater place in him by diving in. God is waiting on you. I want you to get this tonight. God is waiting on you. They were washing their nets because they were tired. They were doing this thing all night and they hadn't catch anything. But see, they remember, when you do it at your word, you're limited. But when you do it at Jesus' word, there's no beginning or end to that thing. It's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you down. But you got to trust him. Go deeper. Amen. All right. Last one. To thrust into something. The cause to dive. To thrust into something. Opportunities have been made for you to dive in. You have to be ready and know. You will not fulfill the promises of God in your life if you are learning to dive in. God can have so much planned for you, but if you're not willing to dive in or make the necessary change to get in there and allow God to do it, you can miss it. You can miss it. So don't let the enemy steal from you any longer. So glory to God. So as we encourage you tonight, I want you to be encouraged and know that the Lord has divinely set you up so you can actually dive in and become who he's called you to be. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. Yes, Colin, come on. Yes. Caller?
Time she came in, she got dropped. Oh, here she's back. She's back. I'm gonna send her back live.
Okay, sounds good.
Back live, Tina.
Okay. Sorry about that. My call had dropped.
Oh.
Okay.
Devil, he always get mad and does that to me all the time, but that's okay. I just want to give God the honor and glory and praise because he's the head of my life and he's just been doing an awesome thing in my life and as well as my family. and as well as my spiritual family as well. So I just want to tell the God that I love them and thank them so much for working some things out on our behalf. But I would just like to ask for prayer so that I can go ahead and dive in. Ask God to release, untie the weights on my feet so that I can go ahead and do what he wants me to do, because I know that it's greater things that he has for me. And sometimes I'm hesitant, like, oh, God, you want me to do that? So I just want to be obedient to him and just let him just do what I have to do for him. So please pray for me.
Amen. Let's do it. Let's go in. Let's dive in. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for Tina. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity that you've given her to dive in right now in Jesus' name. You have equipped her to go deep. You've equipped her to go under. You've equipped her to go to different levels. You've equipped her to dive in, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as she threw her hands forward and dropped her head in. We thank you for her going deeper to the place. Lord, she's been sitting back thinking about it, watching the waves in the water, just wondering, oh God, I wonder how it feels going deeper. I wonder how it means. I wonder how it feels to have this happen. I wonder. No longer wondering tonight. Father, we thank you for you positioning her for such a time and for such a place. This is her moment. This is her heartbeat. This is her time. And we thank you for the release now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Stir up the fire inside of her right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Release your fire on her, oh God, that she will begin to go forth no longer
right now,
looking back, oh God. No longer she's on the diving board. And she's made the climb up. And she's moving to the top. She's walking upon the plate. And she's not looking back, oh God. No more looking back like Lot's wife.
No
more looking back. She's not my son that he holds up.
No more, Father God.
There's nothing left in the God. There's nothing left to go to. Oh my God. Now my deal, and everything is before you. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank God. You, thank
God.
You, Jesus.
And she walk up to the end of the plate, oh God. And she
Hallelujah.
Looks and she
thank
looks
you,
forward.
Jesus.
And she looks down. She thank begins you. To bounce. She begins to bounce and begin she all of a sudden she will release up and straight down. And we thank you, Lord
ready.
God. And as
ready.
She begins to get
thank
ready to hit the water, she makes her
thank
she
pulls
her body straight. Hallelujah. And goes straight in. And we thank you for the opportunity that she just embraced stepping into her moment. She's now dived in, oh God, as she's dived into a new beginning, dived into a new time in her life. She's dived into her faith, and she's given it all, withholding nothing. We thank you for the opportunity. Right now that she has no more looking back. She's done it. She's airborne, and she's going in. And she makes a smooth entrance into the water all the way down and back up. And now she's down. She's killed all fear, all hesitation, all doubting is gone. No more fear, doubting. Oh, God, nothing. Oh, God, exaggeration, anticipation. I mean, anxiety. No more in Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus.
There's nothing but
thank
faith,
you, Jesus.
Nothing but love, nothing but excitement,
yes.
And nothing but joy. You have allowed her
Hallelujah.
To enter in
Hallelujah.
So she can come out
Jesus.
Blessed on the
Hallelujah.
Other side.
Yes,
so, Father,
God,
thank you,
you,
Lord God, that she entered in.
Thank
no
you,
longer
Jesus.
Shall it be a thought. Can she do
thank
it?
You, Heavenly
now
God.
She can say it's already done. In the
already
name
done.
Of
thank
Jesus,
you,
God.
Jesus.
It's already
you,
done
Heavenly
in the
Father.
Name of Jesus, oh God. It's
thank
already
you,
done in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Thank
it's
you, Heavenly Father.
Done.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
No matter who
thank
likes
you,
it or
Jesus.
Not, no matter who has an opinion about
thank
it, it's already done. No matter
it's
who
thinks
it's crazy, but Lord God, no matter how
done.
Much you think it maybe not makes sense,
thank
it's
you,
already
Jesus.
Done.
As long
as she understands what you are
yes,
saying to
Lord.
Her, that's all that
yes,
matters.
Lord.
It's already done, oh
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Already done.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father,
yes,
we bless
is.
You right now. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you all the honor and the glory for your son,
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Name. It is finished. It is done. In Jesus' name,
thank
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
to God.
You, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just heard God said while you were praying, I'm about to take you to new heights. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
My
Hallelujah.
God, my God.
Praise you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm ready.
I'm
prepared. I'm ready. Thank you, Jesus.
Go for it. Amen.
Thank
That's
you.
It. Nothing but to do it. Praise God. Love you, daughter. God bless you.
I love you too, Dad. God bless you.
All right. Bless you. Bye-bye. Amen. Bye. Anybody else? Come on and call in tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. Get your fire started. Go forth. Go deeper. Come on, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get on in here tonight. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, namashika no yoshanda. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't see this part of your diving in right here. Some of you are afraid to speak up because you are looking at the phone now and you wanted to do it. There you go. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. Hey, who we have on the line tonight? Come on.
Apostle?
Yes.
This is Lisa.
All right. Come on, Lisa. Hey, man. Uh-huh.
I'm just ready to just dive in for God, like, all the way. Like, I want that covenant with God, my whole body, until my husband is there. I just want to just give him my all. I just thank God for what he's been doing in my life as I've been with this ministry and how he's been releasing things. And I just thank God because he's showing up and he's showing out. Mm-hmm. And I just ask you to pray for me my fire, the fire that I will have for him that I desire. And I just really want to dive in for him.
Amen. All right. Glory to God. Enough said. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for Lisa. Lord, I thank you for the blaze tonight. I thank you for the fire. I thank you, Lord God, for her diet tonight, that you have prepared her. You have staged her, Lord God, for her to make her grand entrance in. Father, we thank you as we take the ship out, as we take the boat out, Lord God, as we launch out into the deep. We go past the shore. We go past what's safe, what's common, and we go further, Lord God, to the uncommon. Matter of fact, in this area, Lord God, there's things she's never seen before that she's about to enter into. Jesus, oh God, we thank you for this new place in you right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the fire that's about to come upon her life right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you that you're causing her to begin to walk off the plank. In the name of Jesus, she's walking off. She's looking at the water as the wind is blowing by, and she's thinking about all the things that she had before. She's thinking about where she's probably came from. She's thinking about what she always tried to do before and it didn't work. But now all of that does not matter, because right now she's in a new place, a new opportunity, and a new time, and she's about to go forth and launch out into the deep. And we thank you, Lord God, that she's looking back no longer. No looking back. No thinking back. Oh, I wonder what. No more of that. Hallelujah. This is her moment. This is her time. This is her. This is her embracing of a new beginning.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, as she steps to the edge and she's thinking about what she's about to go forward into. And, Lord, the pathway is wide and deep. Lord, it's so much ahead of her. Oh, God, she can't lose by going forward. And so she bounced up one time, and she's bounced up one for the Father, two for the Son, three, hallelujah, she comes out of those times, three times for the Holy Ghost, and she takes a long, wide stretch deep into the Lord, oh my God. She plunges in, oh God, and she plunges in, oh God. All that you have for her, all that you call her to do, she's saying yes to your will, yes to your way. She's trusting you. She's leading, depending on you, Lord God. Use her for a vessel to be used. Let her be a light. Let her be a beacon for those who lost. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, and the opportune time has now come. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your fire release in her life now. Let her be a blaze for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. come on in. There you go. Mm-hmm. Let the water hot tonight. Oh, my God, there's your shot.
Yes,
come.
Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
come
the Lord.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
You.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
And everybody, praise the Lord. My name is Evangelist Shy, for those who don't know me. And I've actually been on the call, I think, once or twice before. And I was invited by Prophetess Gabrielle on, I'm connected with her on Facebook. And I just wanted to say on tonight, I'm glad that I was able to be a part of this, this awesome word that went forth. And I just wanted to say to you, man of God, I truly am, I'm glad that I was able to be here, that God opened the door for me to come out of one service to be able to be here for this particular call on tonight. And I just wanted to say to you, to encourage you, man of God, to just continue to go in the things of God, continue to give the word as he gives it to you, you know. And everybody's not going to receive it. Everybody's not going to hear what thus saith the Lord. But I'm here to tell you that I received a word on tonight. I received the word the last time I was here. I received the word on tonight. And I'm just
ready
to do whatever it is that the Lord would have me to do in this next season of my life, you know.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's confirmation because all week I've been in anniversary with a church that I'm connected with in North Carolina. And it started on Sunday of last week with the pastor, the apostle, talked about gaining weight. And I'm not talking about gaining physical weight, but he's talking about gaining W-A-I-T, waiting on the Lord. And then on Thursday night when we started the anniversary, when we started their anniversary, that pastor confirmed it. He came back and talked about waiting. And then the next night, Friday, they talked about waiting. And on last night, they talked about waiting once again. And on this morning, they talked about waiting. And on this evening, so it was like waiting on the Lord. And those that wait on the Lord and be of good courage, you know, don't faint. In this season right here, don't faint, but dive in. You know, go head first. Because if you go head first and trust God completely, he'll make sure that you're okay. He'll make sure you don't come out with any bumps and bruises. He'll make sure that everything is all right. So I just wanted to say that I learned not to come after the word with another word, but I just wanted to say that on tonight. I was truly, truly blessed by the word. I was truly encouraged. The enemy tried to come in and tried to cause a distraction, but the spirit of distraction is rebuked in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against him even now. And I'm going to continue to take heed to the words that, you know, are spoken into my life. Even if you weren't speaking directly to me, God spoke through you to me. So I bless God for you on tonight. Prophetess Gabrielle, I don't know if you're here or not. I don't know if you're still here, but I bless God for you, woman of God, for just going and stepping out and opening up, you know, the line and offering it to other people. I truly am so grateful that God used social media to connect us together. You know, we're not all in the same state. We're not all in the same area. But God is still able to be in the midst of the situation. You know, you don't have to be in a physical church building to give God glory. So I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight. And I ask those of you who know the words of prayer to pray for me and not against me, that God would use me to do whatever it is that he wants me to do in this last day. Amen.
Amen. Oh, glory to my sheep, thank you, Lord God, for doing it for her. Evangelist Shy, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on in. Glory to God. We thank you for doing it for Evangelist Shy. Where am I? Are you still on the line, Evangelist Shy?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. Okay. I know we got another person coming in. But I'm going to say this. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a new anointed on her life now. In the name of Jesus, let her be touched by fire. She's paid a price for this anointing, and the time has now come in Jesus' name for the release.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Not only that, oh God, but thank you for helping her to dive in her calling for you. In the name of Jesus, let her walk this calling. Let her own it. Let her walk it. Let her do it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let the prophetic evangelist begin to arise up in her now in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Take her to the next place in you right now, the next dimension. Oh, yes. To the next part of glory. In the name of Jesus, let the glory change her story. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now
Hallelujah.
For the power of God to be released upon her now. In the name of Jesus, God, let her, everything she's been seeing with her eyes, let it become before you. We see the seed of her dreams come up right now. In Jesus' name, we give you the unction in her spirit to speak up and speak
thank
out like never before. In the name of let it come out like fire, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And let her go in. Let her go deep.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. Set her soul on fire. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the prophetic evangelist arise in her now.
Oh,
in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I bind up that enemy, that oppressive spirit that is trying to hold you back, trying to weigh you down. I bind it up now in the name of Jesus. We release the fire of God to fall upon it now and wipe it away completely in the
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Yes, you have a destiny in God, and you shall fulfill it. In the name of Jesus, you shall fulfill it in the glory of the Lord.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
Like never before. Your time has come. This is
Hallelujah.
Your
moment.
Dive in. Get it done. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless
in
you, woman of God.
Name.
Come back again. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Who's else on the line tonight? Come on. This fire is the water is hot tonight. Come
408.
On.
408. Live.
Amen. Glory to God.
408, you next. You live.
Hello?
Amen. Yes, hello.
Apostle, it's me. It's Sister Maya.
Hey, how you doing? God bless you.
Hi, God bless you. How you doing this Sunday?
I'm burning up. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Blazing, baby, blazing. Yes, Lord.
It's good to hear your voice. Now, first giving honor to God and Apostle Marcus and First Lady, Miss Lady Selena Dupree, and I just wanted to just ask for prayers today. I have a prayer request. I lost a dear friend of mine to the spirit of suicide. He committed suicide today, early this morning. And I'm just astonished. I'm astonished, and I wanted to ask you about it. You know, because it's really bothering me about his soul, you know, and I don't know, and I don't know that he knew the Lord. So I just wanted to first ask for prayer and then secondly just kind of touch on that, what the word says about that.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for Maya. We thank you for your presence and power right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your spirit of peace, Lord God, be upon her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence and power right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind up discouragement. We bind up hurt and pain in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we bind up every work of the enemy that's been trying to come against in Jesus' name. We ward off and we come against every attack in Jesus' name.
Yes,
and that even that no matter that every spirit that it was that was attacking her friend, that it would not find its way to her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. She will not be consumed. She will not be attacked in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God. We bind up the works of the enemy in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Even in the night watches, even the night hour, it will not
find
her.
Jesus.
It will not find her. In the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the Shema anointing, Lord God, to surround and protect, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord,
hallelujah.
For covering her right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life right now. In the name
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God. We dismantle every work of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Every mindset that's not from you. We cast down, cast away in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We arrest him, Ashika, now. Arrest all of the enemy, God. Shut it down right now.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Release your fire. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for touching her right now in the name of Jesus, God. That even her heart be touched tonight. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. That no matter the decision that was made, Lord God, that your friend was under tormenting spirits, this spirit has been active, is it he or she? He's been under these spirits for a while. He's been crying out for help, but everyone sees. But because people don't know, people didn't know how about deliverance or how to bring forth the deliverance. He was consumed by these spirits, and these things. These are some generational things that's been going on for some years, and this is how I let you know some things have been going on for generations, and people end up living with it, settling with it because they don't know deliverance because of this. Madam, they've been stuck. They're thinking it's normal, and it's not normal.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Not normal. Get legally consumed by these spirits. So
Amen.
Because of lack of knowledge, they overcome.
Yeah.
And begin to overpower. And so it's a point to where he didn't know what else to do. But he just did what the spirits told him to do. See, after they torment you for a while, take you through a whole bunch of stuff, they didn't want to destroy you and find another body. So we break that, we bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, God, that even after they finish with them, they will not find their way to her or anyone else. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We close
thank
the door. We plead the blood of Jesus over her right now. In her mind, even her emotions, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
mighty
name.
Because they know you are attached to him. They were trying to find their way to you and try to do the same to you. But they couldn't do. They could not do what they did to him because you have no God in you. Hallelujah. So, because there was some God in you, there's more God in you, there's more resistance against that. But they could try to torment you, but at the same time, because of the God in you, they couldn't oppress you or not oppress you, but they couldn't possess you. Glory to God.
Oppress or possess in the name of Jesus. Yes.
So we thank you, Lord God, that in spite of all that happened, that she will still have joy. The joy of the Lord is her strength.
Hallelujah, yes.
Oh God, that no matter what happened there, Lord, he's in your hands now. And we thank you, Lord God. We leave him to be with you. Father, Lord God, we thank you that you have that matter. You know all the interior details. We may know some parts, but you know everything, Lord. So in this case, we give him unto you. Lord God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, no matter what. So now we thank you, Lord God, that as she goes forth to visit this family, that she will use this opportunity. Mara Mande Osha. Now, thank you, Lord. Even in the midst of sorrow and pain, in the midst of what the enemy meant for bad, let your good spring forth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God, that you will also, God, we thank you that you will allow her to be used like she's never been used before.
Yes.
To begin to speak the word into people's lives and to be a light on top of a hill. That even people she can see that she's grown up with or knew along with him, that she will be a witness to them in Jesus' name. And we cover her children right now in the name of Jesus, the blood
of Jesus.
In the
name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus.
They will be saved. And Lord God, all in Jesus' name, we bind up anything attaching to them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
But Lord, we thank you that when she goes there, Amen. That she will be covered in the blood of the Lamb, but she will be there on she will be there on assignment.
Yes,
she goes on this assignment. She
will,
go
under
the blood,
Father. Yes,
oh God, not she come in your seat. Now I'm going to ask if there's anyone to keep the children for you, to go there by yourself. Don't take the children. I would advise you not to take the children, just because so you can go there and be focused on what God will have you to do. You're going there for a reason. You're going there on assignment.
You're not just going there.
Amen. And so you're going to be finding yourself praying with people in the corner. You're going to be moving like Jesus throughout the night. You're going to be over here praying with somebody over there. It won't make a whole bunch of noise, but at the same time, you're going to be working. He's going to have you lighting some people's lives up, giving them hope. He's going to have them all come there. It's the people who you, it might be three or four people you minister to, but trust me, the word is going to hit their heart the way it needs to hit them. And trust me, in Jesus' name. So go there, pray it up, go there ready, glory to God, and make sure someone, either Prophet Sean or myself, pray with you or as much as possible, have you ready.
Yes.
You go there, go under covered, backed up
here,
because you're going to be in the mission when you go there. Glory to God. So Father,
the Lord is
right
on me.
In the name of Jesus. In the name
of Jesus,
all
these souls are
going to
be saved.
Yes.
Yes,
amen.
Souls are going to be won over. Yes, Jesus.
Because, see, let me be honest, let me tell you, what should happen is this. They should have a real altar call at this funeral, at this homegoing funeral, so that way when the souls who come there, they will have a chance to get it right. That's what they should do, but they may not. So you have to go in and go reach the souls that you can reach undercover. Amen. So each night when you go there undercover.
Amen.
Go forth in the power of the Lord. Now, Father, I thank you for anointing to rest on our lay house.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you too, man of God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone else tonight? Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God.
He loves us. He loves us.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for each and every one. And we also pray, hallelujah, that even for each and every anyone who, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name. Ma, are you still in the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, amen. Okay, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you as we lift up her. Now, I want to pray for one of your kids. There's a spirit that's been trying to torment.
Yes.
Amen. Which one is that? The youngest one?
No.
The
middle.
Middle, okay. All right.
Noah.
Are you close to him right now?
He's in there watching Annie. He's in the living room.
My kid has got. That's you talking about the new Annie?
Yes.
My kid is watching Annie, but an hour ago. This is funny. This is very funny. But okay, call him right quick if you don't mind, and I want you to lay your hands on him. We need to break this thing right quick. Amen. It won't be long.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
So, Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We break we break every tie in Jesus' name. We break
in
every
Jesus
curse
name.
In Jesus' name. We command
in
that soul ministry. Loose him
now in the name of Jesus. We baptize, we send back to the prince of hell from which he came, and every stormy spirit that came from his father's side, we command to go back to the prince of hell from which he came in Jesus' name. They will not assume him. They will not use him in Jesus' name. We bind up the worst of the enemy, every hidden attack of the enemy, to be exposed and to be released now in Jesus' name. It will not be so in Jesus' name. We bind it up now. Spirit, we bind you.
The one of whom I speak. Thank you.